I caught up with a pair, a father-son pair, and they were kind of older. And after playing the third hole, we got up to the fourth tee, and he asked me a question. The question was, what do you do for a living? Well, at the time, like I said, I just got out of college. I just came back here and started working with my family at the funeral home. And so I said, well, you know, my family operates a funeral home here. And I kind of just left it at that because it always opens up a can of worms. So, I mean, somebody's always got a story or a comment or something. And so I just kind of left it at that. But I wasn't prepared for what this guy was going to say. He said, a couple of years ago, I lost my son. I didn't have anything to say. I just kind of let him keep talking or decide if he wanted to change the subject or what. He continued by saying that his son had asthma, and he was 13. He had asthma, and one day the father was gone, and the boy was at his grandfather's house. One day he had a really bad asthma attack, and he died in his grandfather's arms. This man expressed to me how he was angry with God for a long time. He expressed that he was actually a deacon in the church that he was going to, and him and his family were regular attenders, much like many of us are here now. But he expressed that he was angry with God at the time, and yet now he was over the anger with God, but he still couldn't quite forgive God. That he would do this to him, that he would take his child. And at the time, he never went back to his church. He asked me a question. Doesn't he care when we hurt? At the time, didn't have anything to say. But I wish I could see that man again or be presented with this question again. And if presented with this question, I would answer with an astounding yes. Yes, he cares. Of course he cares. He cares so much that he gave his only son for us. Some of us forget that in our times of trial, that the Son of God has suffered beyond what any of us could even imagine. Romans 8:18 says, "Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will give us later." 1 Corinthians 2:9, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love Him." Yes, we know what suffering is because we experience it every day. But we have no idea, nor can we even comprehend, the glory that God has waiting for us after this life. If in the afterlife we're able to look back on all of our suffering and pain that we have endured here on earth, it will seem so insignificant. But what about when children turn away? Perhaps you're the parent of a child who has turned away and shows no sign of turning back. You have done all you can, and yet it never seems enough. Someday you cry for your child, and other days you cry in anger because of your child. You ask questions like, can you handle any more grief? Will things ever change? Or is there any hope? Well, the short answer to this is yes, things will change. However, there's no guarantee that your wayward child will change, because despite your best efforts, they must make their own choices and accept responsibility for them. While your child may not have a change of heart, but the experiences will change yours. We all know the story of the prodigal son. Jesus told us this to remind us never to give up on those who stray. The father shows great love and compassion for his lost son by throwing a great banquet in his honor. He was someone that never gave up on his son. That reminds me of our Heavenly Father, who has never stopped loving us and is never giving up on us. He stands there with open arms waiting for us to come back.